Blog Talk Radio.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWRDB.
Good evening. Welcome to the live broadcast of the Phenomenally You podcast. I am your host, Nicole Quinlan Lee, and this is your home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. And I just want to wish everybody a happy Taco Tuesday. I want to thank you for taking the time out to join me for this evening's broadcast. And I want to welcome you back to sharing, you know, this hour with me. I know that it has been a minute. I have taken on a new schedule, so I do want to get into that. I have taken on a new schedule. So I know everyone was used to me coming in every other week. Right now I'm going to be broadcasting on the 20th, the third Tuesday of every month. So today is the 20th. I don't know what that is next month. So I'll be broadcasting live the third Tuesday of every month. I will be actively uploading on my YouTube channel, which is also called Phenomenally You. And I will be actively posting on my blog, which is at ewaterradio.net. And with those three things, I'm hoping that I will still be able to promote what I always say, positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. Anyone who has ever listened to me, you already know that I believe in something called organic happiness. That's that happiness that you have within yourself no matter what. And now more than ever, I really believe it is important to pursue that because do I have to say cray cray? Do I have to say that things are crazy? I don't think so, but I'm just, you know, I just said it. We have been, in the pandemic mode for about 7 months now, and it's been really interesting. You know, I remember when we first went into the house and, you know, I started working remote, I didn't want to claim that new title of the new norm. I didn't want to claim it. I didn't want it to be the new norm. But, you know, I have to live in reality and I have to be honest. You know, we have, you know, entered into what is called the new norm, the way that we work, the way that we go to school, the way that we live our lives each and every day. If we look back a year ago, who would have thought that, you know, we are walking around or we would be walking around with masks on, you know, self-distancing. No one would have thought of that. And with this new norm, we have increased stressors in our life. And, you know, we've always had stressors. There's always been, but the most important thing is for us to be aware of it. The most important thing is for us to learn about it so that we can combat it. And that is what tonight's conversation is going to be about. It's a very, very simple topic dealing with burnout, but it is a very serious topic at the same time because burnout is no joke. And I don't know anyone who has not at some point or another felt the symptoms of burnout. And I've seen it so much. Just in the past week, I've had several people just talk to me about feeling, you know, different things that they feel are related to burnout, you know, and I really commend everyone who came to me because I know that that's not an easy conversation. We are definitely in a place, in a society that doesn't promote us sometimes to admit when maybe we are not doing okay. But it is one of the best things that we could do. It is one of the bravest things that we can do. And when we admit that we're going through something, when we admit that, yeah, we're stressed out, then we can do something about it. You know, I always have this joke that I'm going to move away to an island and sell fish, you know, in order to survive, just to get away from the hustle and bustle of life. And I mean, I've always joked that, but I have really been feeling it. And, you know, I know other people have too. And so that is part of the reason that I want to talk about what's going on, you know, with us and how we're dealing with the stress. What's really great this evening, well, you know what, before I get into that, let me say one more thing, because you guys know I can talk. You already know that. Vote. I'm just going to lay that out there. Make sure that you vote, okay? Like I always tell you, I don't tell you who to vote for, because I feel that that is your right to vote for who you want to vote for, but I do feel that you have a responsibility to yourself to gather the information that you need in order to make well-informed decisions. So I urge you to seek information for your, seek reliable information and base your vote on that. But definitely get out there and vote. Yes, people have sacrificed a lot for our right to vote. And, you know, we could take it lightly, you know, all that we want. But I saw this thing that said, you know, if it wasn't important, we wouldn't be talking about it. People wouldn't be trying to stop it. It's something that is really important. It's not just for African Americans, but we also have to remember that there was a time when women weren't allowed to vote. So I just want to put that out there, and I just want to make sure that everybody votes. And then my second, public announcement for the evening is wear your mask. And this is my thing. We've been in the house so long, we have to collectively work together in order to, you know, combat all this stuff that we're going through with the pandemic. And I know that when you turn on the TV and you look at social media, there are people who don't believe in what's happening. And I guess you do have a right, like I said, to believe what you want to believe. But we are going through this collectively. You know, it's not the rich that are just going through it. It's not the poor that are just going through it. You know, it's not just black. It's not just white. You know, it's not just young. It's not just old. It has affected everyone. And so what I urge you to do is wear your mask, self-distance, and do everything that you can to maintain your health. And I'm not just talking about your physical health. I'm talking about your spiritual health and your emotional health. Make sure that you maintain that and make sure that you're doing what you're doing so that your immune system can be as strong as it can be. Okay? And so that's my public announcement for the evening. This evening is really, I haven't had a live broadcast in a minute, but I'm excited. I have a co-host this evening, and I do see that she is has called in. I do see her there, and I am about to unmute her phone. But I do have a co-host this evening, and I am really excited. I'd like to be honest, I've never met this queen. And but I have heard great things about her. I spoke to her briefly, and you know how you just get a good energy from someone. I'm one of those people where I immediately know this is what I feel about this person that I met. You know, I really did sit back and I meditated, prayed on it, and you know, I sent her out positive energy because just like me, you know, she works a lot. She sounds like she works more than me, but I am really excited because I'm always on here, Teresa, by myself. And so this is going to be a really, really fun evening. And I'm going to introduce her in right now. Teresa, are you there? Because I just unmuted your line.
Yes,
are you there?
I am. I think. Can you hear
Hi.
Me? Hi there. How are you?
I'm
hey,
wonderful.
Girl, what's
how are
going
you?
On?
I am
good.
Sitting here. We're going to get through this because it's, you know, it's very easy. But I didn't ask you specific questions because I feel like queens have to introduce themselves per se. So I don't get anything wrong. So why don't you tell the listeners about yourself?
Well, I am a phenomenal woman. And I love the fact that you have that title for your show, because I think that's the it, for me anyway, positive thinking and promoting of my spiritual awareness and staying self-aware of who I am is major, major for life for me. So I'm somebody that's extremely aware of life, myself, and who I am in life. I'll be 55 years old. People don't tell their age, but I believe that this is my year of grace, and I'm coming into it. I'm a mother of four, very talented, very powerful individuals, and I'm all about community. I've been in the community all of my life. I believe that my life is ministry, and I'm called to be an agent of transformation in the earth. I've been doing nonprofit, of course. That's something that, you know, when you become, you know, involved in the community, it's usually from a nonprofit standpoint. So I've been involved with many nonprofits throughout the years. And I've built my own. It's called EradicateTheHate.org. Anyone that would like to check it out can check it out. And I've been servicing nonprofit organizations and taking care of the community for years, and doing distributions and planning programs and putting in programs and servicing other agencies' programs. So for the most part, that's, you know, that side of my life. I have many aspects of me. I'm a recording artist. I have music out, a song they can find right now under Queen Teresa King. This too shall pass, because that's true. No matter what we go through, we have to understand in life that all things are working together. And, you know, God has a purpose and a plan at all times. And so we have to go through the processes of life. He's in control of life and the processes of living life. So that is a good description of me as far as my music. And I do other things, business. I'm all about starting businesses, getting streams of income, helping people to start businesses, business ideas, things of that nature, and capitalizing on all of the funds that are coming through the systems today, and knowing where the funds are, how to get to them, and then to help grow people. I've helped start instrumental and starting an organization called the Solar Collective, and right now we're creating a fund that is focused on building community and helping the community, and I chair the interfaith aspect of that organization. So if there's any churches out there that are looking for funding or developing it in the community, then they can reach out for that as well.
Well, that's why you're so busy. You know what? Teresa, I thought I was busy, but look, you just gave me like 10 jobs right there. Wait, but you know what? That's what you do. That's what you do when you have a heart that is dedicated to the people. When you have a heart that's dedicated to the people, you work tirelessly and you work endlessly for them, because I always have this saying that if you turn your back on the people in need, you turn your back on yourself. And I think that so many people feel like stuff won't fall at their door, and they're not concerned about it until it's at their doorstep. But the goal in life is to help people so it doesn't have to come to your doorstep, and we can, you know, decrease the numbers of people in need. So I commend you. I really do. I commend you. I love to meet kindred spirits. I feel like I can learn so much from you. So this is the beginning of a wonderful relationship, and I appreciate you taking the time out to co-host with me tonight. Like I said, I talk a lot, but I'm really happy to have you here. So, you know, of course, it's really us hosting together. It's not so much as a co-host. You know, of course, feel free to speak anytime you want to. So just so you know,
I'm excited about it. I've done many radio shows over the years as far as being a guest or a co-host, and you are giving me the opportunity to come on through the E-Water radio show, KEWR. And I'm excited about it because I'll be doing my show starting at the top of this first Sunday. So I'll be out there, Teresa King Speaks. So this is getting my feet wet, you know?
Right. We're going to get those feet wet. The first night that I did my show, Teresa, I sweat so much. I it was just, you know, I was shaking. I knew that people heard it in my voice because I had never been on anything like that at all. And I was by myself.
Wow.
But, you know,
really
my platform.
I don't think.
Yeah, I was over here shaking like a leaf. It was the truth. But, you know, I got through it. I got my feet wet. And anytime, even once your show starts, because as you heard everyone, I'm calling her Queen Teresa. Queen Teresa has joined the eWater Radio family. And eWater Radio, I always said that Ed Waterford has given us a wonderful platform to promote greatness in the world, you know, and I really, really appreciate that. Every show on eWater Radio promotes greatness, and I always urge everyone to go. You can go to ewaterradio.net, and you can look at every single show that's on eWater Radio. And again, it's just greatness in the making.
I just appreciate that.
Yes, greatness
yes,
in the making.
I hear there's someone out there on the show, on the platform, that promotes health and wellness, and that's something
right.
that everybody needs to get into learning. I think she talks about food a lot, or the best things to eat or something like that. We need to know what's going to heal our kidneys, what's going to heal our heart. We need to get off of that medication, I'm telling y'all.
Yeah, definitely. And that leads me to the conversation that we're going to have this evening about dealing with burnout. Because all of this that we have talked about this evening, this little bit that we've talked about with Queen Teresa talking about basically the balance of mental health, physical health, and spiritual health, but just having that balance so that we can combat whatever we are faced with. And one of the things, Teresa, that I noticed that we're really faced with now, a lot of people, is the symptoms of burnout and dealing with burnout, whether you are a man or a woman, whether you're a child, a teenager, a young adult. I have seen it in every demographic, because the way this pandemic has changed is that these stressors people have, you know, it's stressing them out. And so this evening, you know, let's talk about that, because we want to make sure that people are aware that they have the knowledge of what it is, because that's the only way that you're going to know how to deal with it and acknowledge that you're dealing with it, is if you know the signs. So, like I said, this evening's topic is dealing with burnout. I am going to jump into a commercial really quick, Teresa, and then when we come back, we can start the conversation about burnout. Okay, so we will be right back. Let me get this commercial on, and when we come back, let's start the conversation.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step by step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa, Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks, Friday fun night, and Saturday brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena. 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit. JoyfulExpression.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
And we are back. You're listening to the Phenomenally You podcast on eWater Radio, KEWRDB. And this is your home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. And this evening, we're going to start the conversation about burnout with my co-host, or the other host for the evening, Queen Teresa. And so I don't know if you got a chance to look at what I sent you, Teresa, but I'm going to let you open up a little, because I've talked a lot. And what is your take like on what you feel burnout is? Because I know a lot of people relate burnout to just work, but burnout actually, you know, happens from other things besides that. What is your thoughts on that?
Well, actually, I have quite a few thoughts on burnout, because it can occur from many different things can cause us to burn out. But for me, and I think, of course, stress is at the top. You know, stress is the overall kind of elephant in the room if we're not talking about it. But I think from the beginning, as it relates to burnout, if it's not from a physical point of view where we're physically burnt out and we're working so hard and that kind of thing, and I think right now I don't think that's the problem with the COVID and people are staying home or whatever. I think more than anything, the burnout is coming from what we're hearing, what we're seeing, what we're thinking. And more than anything, negative thinking, because what we see and hear causes us to think. And so it's the negative thinking that's causing people to burn out. They're burnt out on watching all of the destruction or hearing about all of the fighting with the political stuff that's going on, everybody going back and forth. They're just burnt out on so many different things. But I think if I had to say the number one thing that's burning people out right now, I think it's their thoughts, the negative thinking. And until people learn how to do spiritual principles and apply spiritual principles to their thoughts, it's going to be hard to fight. We have to learn how to transform our minds. The transformation of the mind is one of the most important things somebody could master. That way, when they recognize something that is negative, they can immediately kill it and replace it with something positive. But if they don't know how to do that, then, you know, they can get stuck into the negative thinking and follow everybody else into the negative hole of thinking and just be burnt out. But remember, if you keep your mind on the positive things, and which is godly things, then he'll keep you in perfect peace. So you can have peace.
You know what? You're going to make me go lay on a couch somewhere because I'm just going to give the show to you. And I'm going to lay across the bed so you can counsel me. Because you're all in my head right now, and I really I really agree with you. And oh, man, I almost just laid back in this chair like it was a recliner, like I'm listening to my counselor.
Girl, it's some true, real stuff. You can live and, you know, they can put you in a prison, right? But your mind don't have to be in a prison. You know, they can put you in, oh, my goodness, I just recently heard a Tyler Perry story of how one time his dad, the thing that he used to use is his thoughts of being in the park. So when his dad would beat him, he would try and take his mind to the park just to be able to deal with the pain that his dad was inflicting on him. But that lets you know, even as a child, he learned it early. You know, and these kinds of things birth greatness into people, to be the ability to deal with, you know, situations, calamities, and adversities of life in a way that it would marvel people. You know what I'm saying? How could you live through that? And because you have the ability to put yourself in another state of mind, you have to be able to master the transformation of the mind in order to do that. You know, some people, that's what I'm talking to another girl today, some people go through things and you can see it on their faces. That's because they haven't mastered it. Because if when you master it, somebody, you may not know how to play poker, but people will think you know something about poker because they wouldn't, your face would not change. When somebody says something that is absurd or shocking or insulting, you know what I'm saying? And you keep a poker face like it don't affect you at all. You're good.
Yeah, and you know what? That reminds me of what I call intentional happiness or conscious happiness. When people say, you know, well, how am I supposed to do that? I said, you just practice it. Because you can't become a master of anything without practicing it. So you practice good health, and you practice a good mental state, and you practice being happy and having this frame of mind that will get you through. I actually found this quote from this gentleman, and I'm sure other people have heard of him. I just heard of him, but it's Sadhguru, I think I'm saying his name right. And he made a quote. He said that when your nature has become ease and restfulness, then there is no such thing as stress in you. And basically what he's saying is that when you claim that happiness and you insist upon it and you insist upon living your life in a certain manner. That is what it is. You know, the stress won't get you in that manner. And so I have looked at, because I kind of try to read a lot of stuff and I study stuff, and I looked at a definition of burnout, and I found this definition of burnout in Psychology Today, and it says it's a state of emotional, mental, and often physical exhaustion brought on by prolonged or repeated stress. And I mean, this is what Queen Teresa was just talking about. It's emotional, mental, and often physical, but what's going on right now is exactly what she was saying. People are burnt out. It's what I call, like, it's too much. It's too much. I've told so many of my friends on so many occasions, like, turn it off, Teresa. I have said, turn it off. You know,
I like to go to the plug and just unplug it. Like, if I get upset about something,
unplug.
Or if I get mad with somebody, or if I just want to disconnect from something, I just go over to a plug at the thing and just unplug it in my mind.
Just
and
unplug.
Then whoever I'm unplugging or whatever I'm unplugging, I unplug it, and to me, it's not even connected to me anymore. You know, it's just a psychological thing for
me,
but it helps.
Yeah, no, and I'm the same way. And I tell people, you know, walk away, because you know what? It's not going to turn itself off. It's not going to turn itself off. You are in control of your mind and your body. You are in control of the state of your spirit, and you are responsible for taking care of it. And so you have to walk away. And I say that even physically, and I know that we and you directed it so well, because I'm very much about the mental state, the spiritual state of people, because I think it manifests into physical issues. All of that manifests when you are not in control of your mental and your spiritual state. Those stressors get to you. And when you allow those stressors to, what I call, Teresa, I call it marinate. When you allow yourself to marinate, just like a piece of meat that you marinate and season in overnight, and it tastes so good. And it's the same thing with stressors, the negativity that comes from stress. When you allow yourself to marinate in it, it will manifest. And you will smell like it. It's like you said, you look at somebody and they just look unhappy and they look miserable all the time. You marinate in that, and that is exactly what you will be inside and out. And it will manifest in you physically. And you will start to feel headaches, and you will start to feel exhausted and sick and nauseated, or you'll feel anxious. You know, sometimes it's depression. All of those things, you know, I'm not saying that's just it, but all of those things are related to how you deal with stress. And how you deal with stress is what Queen Teresa was talking about. You have to get control of your mental state and how you deal with it.
Well,
you agree?
Know what? I was thinking back on your intentional and, you know, practicing intention. I believe that life should be lived with intention, you know, and also self-awareness is the first thing that we should consider every morning. Walking in self-awareness, when you become aware of self first, it automatically brings you to the awareness and the care of others. But that self-awareness to see, check yourself first and live with intention. Everything that you do in life should be done with intention. And I'm not just talking about what you do in the morning and your routine of life, but I'm talking about every breath you take. Most people don't even pay attention to their breaths or how deep. Most people don't even use the majority of their lungs. They breathe little short breaths. As they go through the day, their breaths are real short. But if you take a deep breath and you raise your chest up as you breathe and inhale and fill your lungs up, and then let that is so healing. It's so, your lungs are neglected. We don't even realize we're not self-aware of every part of our. Just get to be self-aware and then live that life with intention. And the key thing of all of it, you hear people say, take the road of least resistance, you know, in life. You know, when you let it all go, you release. You learn how to walk in release. because this is the reason it's so important to walk in release that will solve everybody's problems. When they realize and recognize first who they are, right? Now, it's very, very simple. I know that the church and the Christianity and all of these religions and stuff, they teach different things a different way. But when you got your own connection, remember, when he breathed the breath of life into you, it was that moment that you became self-aware. Okay? That's what that was all about. That's where your soul, your self-awareness is connected to your soul, okay? And there's a difference between a soul and a spirit. Just remember all of that because a lot of they mix all of this stuff up together. But each one of these areas of our lives have a function, and that self-awareness is so, so important for the destination of getting to your destination in life with joy and peace and just serenity and all of these things and not have to deal with that stress because, remember, thoughts are things we manifest. Things with what we think. You know what I'm saying? We can kill ourselves with our thoughts. We can give life to ourselves with our thoughts. And those thoughts are the reason why we stress it out so much. Is because, and nothing, remember, nothing is ever as bad as it seems. And back to that key and number one reason is because God is in control of every aspect of life and the processes of living life itself. If he formed and created the world, created us, rather, our spiritual beings, we're just lights inside of a container. We're a whole bunch of energy. That's why you can have static cling in your clothes and you can go to touch your friend and static and sting them. You see what I'm saying? Because in the reality of who we are actually a ball of electricity and energy that is so, so powerful. Remember, that's what God is. God is energy.
Right.
God is frequency. He's energy, frequency. He's vibration. You know, all of this stuff is what God is made of, and that's what we are made of. And when we realize that, we are aware of who we are, we'll realize the power that we have and the God in us. All of the power, the work, he said, he work it in us. The scriptures say God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, but the key to that is after that, according to the power that is in us. And it also says we have to look inside of ourselves to even get to the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is in us. So therefore, everything that we desire, if we seek first the kingdom, and all of these things will be added to us. Everything that you desire and you want is on the inside of you. That's the only place you're going to find it. And a lot of people are seeking and looking out for something. Everything you can manifest, anything you want, is on the inside of you to manifest it. You know, and so
you have me writing notes.
You have the power.
I'm taking
think
notes right now.
Things. Everything good, everything perfect, everything right, everything of good report. When you think on positive things, it automatically kills the negative. Anyway, and you get rid of your stress.
Oh, no. Yeah, exactly. And you're in that. And I know sometimes people think, what does that have to do with stress? But it has everything to do with stress. It has everything. So those physical signs that you start to feel of stress, such as, like I said, headaches, and some people even manifest physical stuff such as rashes. Like I said, they don't sleep. You know, they suffer from, they're irritable.
Some
they
people,
lose patience.
I'm one of them. If I start stressing out, I start whelping up, and I get whelps on me for stress.
Right.
So I can't allow it for my
they're
life.
Feeling hopeless. And all of that, we have these kind of shows for all the listeners. You know, we have these kind of shows because when you're aware, when you have conversations like that, when you're in the midst of feeling some of these signs that we are talking about, when you're in the midst of constantly, you know, battling headaches, and yeah, there are, you know, medical reasons for that some, you know, a lot of times, but when you're in the midst of that, and that is part of what you, that has become a part of your being on a daily basis, and you're suffering from an insomnia or oversleeping, or you're depressed or you're anxious, you know, you're exhausted even after you slept, you know, 8 hours, you know, you lose patience, you know, you feel like you're irritable and you can't deal with anyone. You're feeling hopeless 24/7. Those are the signs of burnout. And listen to Queen Teresa about how we combat that. because it's more mental in a lot of ways than it is physical, just as she says. It's about our mind. And that term mind over matter really is strong, and it has a lot of truth in it.
Yeah, you
were just talking, and I'm sitting here writing notes. You know, I've changed your title from co-host to guest because I'm sitting here writing notes because the information that you're giving us is so valuable. It is so valuable because we have to know. I can honestly tell you with my experience of working remotely, and I can share it. You know, I started feeling some of this, and I am someone who is aware of who I am. I am someone who tries to promote positive energy. I'm aware of the dangers of negative energy and always accepting that and being in that and marinating that. I'm someone who works on that all the time. Of course I fall off sometimes, but I work on it all the time. And I found myself like, you know, not wanting to go anywhere, not wanting to deal with anybody. My patience was so small, Teresa, it was ridiculous. And last week, I really woke up in the morning and I said, you have to do better because this is not what you want every single day. This is not
and it's important that you talk to yourself. The more
right,
people think it's crazy to talk to yourself, I can't make it without talking to myself, okay? You talk
right.
yourself.
Sometimes you have to sit yourself down.
Talk yourself
and have a
out of the bed.
Yourself.
Talk yourself through the business.
Exactly.
Talk yourself to get up and vacuum that floor. You know, talk yourself into making that flyer or whatever it is that you. I'm speaking to somebody's being intimidated by technology. You know what I'm saying? And take another
right.
step to do something. But learn.
Exactly.
Don't be afraid. And, you know, because that'll stress you out. Some people get stressed out just knowing that they got to do paperwork. You know what I'm saying? Some paperwork they got to face. They get stressed out over having to have a conversation with somebody that they need to have a conversation with to face some dramatic climax of some situation just to get through it. Because sometimes you got to face some stuff just to get on the other side of it. And you know facing it, it's going to stress you out. You know, but I'm going to tell you now, let me help you, people. The quicker you get to it is the quicker you're going to get through it, baby. Okay? So if you got issues that you need to face, because the longer you take to deal with the issues of life, the worse it's going to get. The worse it's going to build up. It's like tension piling up on top of each other. Eventually, something's going to explode. So to keep explosions from happening later that are bigger, go ahead on and knock them little small ones out. Blow it up, baby. Blow it up. And get past
blow
it
up.
And get your stress out
That's
the way
right.
because you're stressed out with worrying about people and things you have to face to deal with people. And even if it's to deal with your own life situation, everybody has a situation of things that they need to face within their own life, a dream, a passion, an idea, or something that they want to do, and they can't seem to grasp it. They're waiting on somebody to help them. They're thinking they haven't even done the research thinking that it's a whole lot to get it done when it's really not that much. Do your research. You know, pay attention to what's going on with your own life and try not to focus on all of the negative aspects of things. And, yes, we do have to take our time, look at what's going on out there. We have to be aware. We have to know. And we have to also participate. You know, we have to look at what's going on and get the truth. Don't just let the media speak for us and don't let people write the narratives of our lives like they've been doing for the last 1,000 years or whatever it's been. You know what I'm saying? Back and forth. And don't let it be a Democrat or a Republican thing. You know, a Republican or a Democrat thing. It has nothing to do with that. Look at all the issues. Look at everything. Get your research and don't let people continue to write the narratives for your life. And don't just hear what everybody's saying. You go and do your research and follow up on things and find out real facts on everything. But
you
we have
what?
To do life.
People are getting
we
caught
have
up
to do
in
it
that.
Together.
Exactly. People get so caught up in that right now. I have, you know, seen where, you know, I've had to say, you know, because I don't go back and forth with you does not mean that I don't have an opinion about it. I just don't feel a reason to go back and forth with you over it. And I'm not going to waste my energy doing it. And I know that people right now are feeling very strongly. And this is mentally, it's affecting people, but they're feeling very strongly about what's going on into the world, what's going on in society right now. And what you just said is the perfect thing. I hope you don't mind me calling you Queen Therese. I can't help it.
That's what they call me. You got
to
go out there. They've been calling me Queen since about 1990. I used to do reggae.
Okay.
The reggae community started doing that back in the day.
Look at you. Okay. But that's what part of this that I wanted to talk about, too, is because a lot of this is that. It's just doing too much, and it's people are on social media 24/7. They're arguing with people that they don't know. They're debating. They're trying to change people's mind. And, you know, I know it sounds crazy, and some of my friends sometimes think I'm crazy, but I'm like, stop it.
Girl, listen, I have never seen so many people say God is in control, but then they act like he not.
Yeah. Because you know
they
what?
Talk
it's
like
fear.
God
fear
is in control, and God's
gonna
have the last word. And God, it ain't nothing going down. If God ain't, if whoever get in there, it's gonna be God's will. They'll talk all of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And the reason why we got this president is because God must have wanted us to have him if he's there. You know what I'm saying? They say all of that stuff, but then they want to complain. You know, so, you know, either God is in control or he's not. I'm one to stand on the side of God. And whatever, however it go down, whatever it is, you won't hear no complaints out of me because I do believe, truly believe in God. I'm a true believer. I believe God is real, God exists, and God is ultimately in control. So if that's my belief, then I don't have no reasons to stress about anything. And everybody else that's stressing is suspect to me. You know what I'm saying? They suspect to me if they're stressing over that because God is truly in control. So whatever it is, and people need to pay attention and open their eyes and realize what's really going on. You know, so if they pay attention and think about where we've been all of these years and what's been done all of these years, you know, and, hey, I can't see. I'm just looking at facts. So you go by the facts.
I can say that I'm from extra strong stock. I always tell people that. Let me tell you what. When I look back, we have strong stock. We gonna in the end. It seems I know for a lot of young people and even older people it's scary. But you know it's just like what you say. You have to have the faith. You know, and faith is sometimes it's hard because you could speak about it, but it's hard. It sometimes it's hard to practice it. So let's go into, I know you have some good words on, and you already started telling us, and I had wrote down how do we battle some of these stressors. And I just want to first say the first and foremost thing that we have to do is we have to acknowledge them, we have to talk about them, and then we have to take action. And so, Queen Therese, like I said, I've done moved you from host to guest. I put down a list here that I have, and everybody knows, like, I always have this outline, and it just kind of keeps me, you know, flowing correctly. I don't do it verbatim, but it kind of keeps me on track and with the hour that I have. But like I said, when I think anything that you're battling, you have to acknowledge it. You know, you have to talk about it, like you said, talking to yourself. You have to talk about it. And then you have to take action on that. And I firmly believe one of the best actions we could take is within ourselves. Like I said, it's an intentional thing. I feel you have to have intentional happiness, you know, and that involves praying or meditation, whatever it is that you feel like you need to do. But something that allows you to become more aware of self and really what it is that makes you work, almost like what Queen Therese was saying. And so, Ken, what are your thoughts on what we do in order to battle it when we see that we are marinating in these stressors that cause us physical and mental problems? What do you think about that?
Okay, I have to go back to, because you said something, and there's a reason why. God, even though you said it and went over it, I know the reason why God had you to say that. When you said sometimes it's hard for people to have faith, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is that faith is the key. That is the key to your life. Your faith and your belief in yourself first. You know, I know we believe in God. What we're talking about is as far as it deals with the relationship with you and stress. First, you have to believe that you're an overcomer. You have to believe that you are an overcomer. You believe that you can overcome anything it is that you're dealing with, any stress, anything. Your faith is your key. It's like in the DNA of God. You know, it's something that you can't see it, right? But it's a substance. You know, it's the substance of everything that you're hoping for. It's still a substance. And guess what? It is your evidence, even though you can't see it, right? If you believe that your faith is your evidence, that's like going to court. And you go into court to prove that this is this and that is that. And you got your evidence to prove it. We're in the spirit realm. Even though you can't see it, you operate, and this is we're spirits contained in this flesh, in this container. You know, so in within our spirits, our faith in the spirit realm, our faith is what operates. It's the key that unlocks the door to bring into the manifestation of everything you want in your life, physically and spiritually. So if you want some peace, it's your faith that unlocks the door. If you want your car, it's your faith that unlocks the door. And you have to bring it all from the spirit realm first. You got to see it there first before you can even grasp it. You got to see it. So your faith is your belief in yourself, and you're believing that you can do whatever it is you need to do to get past your stress. We've already touched on it again. You go back to that self-awareness and that intentional, that practice that you talked about earlier. If you don't practice changing your mind, practice speaking to yourself, practice living life with intention, you know, you're not going to overcome it. So all of these things that we talked about so far are all of the things that you need to do to apply to your life in order to overcome the stresses of life. And faith is the first thing. And then once you believe, faith without works is dead. You can say you believe, but your work has to make all of that stuff turn. So then I believe that I'm an overcomer. So then what you going to do to be that overcomer? I'm going to speak to myself. I'm going to get up out the bed. I'm going to go and do this. Or I'm going to turn off the TV. A television haven't been on in my house in over a year. I don't do TV. Homie, don't play that. I ain't trying to be the man.
Yeah, I'm not.
You know what I'm saying?
I watch it, but it's very rare. I'm not a big TV person.
I find out what's going
really
on from people, and I hit the YouTube when I need to, you know, or go online and Google or whatever I might have to do to get some information. But I'm totally focused on being intentional about my life, and I hope a lot of people get there, because the stresses of life will burn you out. And if you want to stop burning out, then start having some faith in yourself to be an overcomer from burnout. First, you start having faith in yourself. And then you get up and you stop burning out and say, I'm not burning out. Get up in the morning and say that to yourself, I'm not burning out. I'm not stressing out. I will have a peaceful day. And let me tell you something, the power in your words can transform your life and the lives of others. The power in your words can transform your life and the life of others. You can speak life or you can kill. You can give life or you can destroy.
Right.
So remember, give yourself life every day and win over burnout with what you say to yourself. Don't allow it to be. And believe me, the last but not least thing is your physical health, your physical body. There are things out there that will change your life. They're natural, and it grows all over Southern California. You can go down an alley, especially over there around that 110 freeway off of La Cienega on that side of town, Adams and over there. They have there's a fruit called passion. It's a flower. It grows like a vine on people's fences and stuff. that passion flower, you make you some passion tea, and you can, you have so much energy, you have such a passion for life, the things you've been feeling down about, it will perk you right on up, you'll feel good about life, and if you go to sleep, you'll sleep 3 hours and wake up and feel like you slept for six. You know, certain things do certain things to your body. If your heart is stressing you out, heart pills, I haven't taken any in probably about 15 years. Heart pills, my heart pill is chia seeds, anything I'm drinking, juice, and some lemon. Now, I put it in with my ginger juice, my sorrel. I make all kinds of stuff, spearmint tea, whatever I may make it. But the key ingredients to any of them juices that I'm making, if it's dealing with my heart, is chia seeds and lemon. Them two things in water, whatever, will take you off of high blood pressure medicine. I'm a witness, and I got a 94-year-old that I've been taking care of for like 15 years now, and she haven't been on it in like 13 of those years, and she's 94.
Why do you think that people are, and I know we have about 10 minutes, but really quick, what do you think when people give you the pushback? Because I've learned it doesn't matter to me, because you know what? I know me. I know what I want. I know what kind of, you know, person I want to be, the kind of, you know, body. When I talk about, I'm not talking about a body that just looks good, but a body that feels good from the inside out. What do you say to them? Give us a quick thing of what advice do you give to people when the people around them give them pushback?
It's not about the people around that are around them. It's not about them. It's about the messenger. It's about what he's supposed to be doing, and how they receive it is on them. What they're doing about it is on them, so long you do your job. Because a lot of times when we're sent for lessons in life and things that we have to go through, experience in life, a lot of times we may think it's about somebody else, but it's really a test for us to see how much we're willing to do, or what, you know, or something else just to take us to another level. So speak it, do it. You know what you're doing is right. However, because somebody else may have to confirm for them. Remember, in life, it's about revelations and confirmations. Even though people ain't paying attention, that's how the Holy Spirit and the spirit realm works as it relates to us. If you want to know how you're communicating with God, you may not even realize it yet in your life. All it is revelations and confirmations. So then, when you say something to somebody, you may not believe it that much. You may not take it to heart. You may not really even receive it or think about much about it until next week when you're somewhere else and some stranger says the exact same thing. That's your confirmation, revelation and confirmation. Now, for some people, depends on how strong you walk in the spirit realm, it comes at the same time. For me, it comes at the same time. So I get my revelations and my confirmations almost at the same time, which causes me to operate on a whole nother level. But it happens for everybody. Nobody's special. Nobody's perfect. You know, people think they, oh, I'm special and I got this with God and this connection with God. Oh, no, honey. I've been witnessed it myself and lived the life where I done some stuff that I know wasn't pleasing, or at least I didn't believe was pleasing. And at the same time, same week, God used me to get something great done for somebody. You know what I'm saying? So he can use you in the midst. Yes, it has nothing to do with flesh. You see, we have to learn how to separate the spirit from the flesh. And Paul does it the best in the book of Romans 7, where he said the things that he's supposed to do, he don't never do, and the things that he's not supposed to do, those are the things that he always seems to be doing. Then at the end of that, he says he found that with his spirit he served God, and with his flesh he served evil, right? Didn't he say that?
No.
So, therefore, that is something he determined is a natural part of life. And also, if you go to Corinthians 10, it will tell you there is no temptation that comes upon you that is not common to man. People just don't talk about their mess. That's all. But they're going through it too, baby. Don't they say they're going through it too. I got it. Let me shut up. I ain't going to say no more. I'm done.
No. Let me tell you what. You have been a pleasure. I could sit on here with you for hours and hours and hours and hours. And I really hope that everyone has listened to, you know, these gems, to the knowledge that has been given, because you know what, this is, it's like what she said, the quicker you get to it is the quicker that you get through it. And the only way that you're going to get to it is that you, you know, you live your life intentionally. And so it's just like what Queen Teresa said, you know, we don't have time, to be honest with you, we don't have time to allow the burnout to get with us. You know, we have to get up and say, not today. It's almost like when I say, not today, Satan, I have to open my eyes and say, you know what, nope, it's not going to be that today. But I do, and I have to tell you, Queen Teresa, I do. I try to manifest my day every single morning, and I speak it. I speak it to myself so that, you know, it makes it so. And so, you know, I think that's what I want to leave everybody with, is that, you know, we've talked to you about the signs, and we've talked to you about what you need to do in order to combat it. But in the end, I mean, Queen Teresa just said it, you know, so beautifully. You know, she really did. You know, I really wrote, I have a whole page of notes right now. I have a whole page of notes. And I'll probably
do research.
The quicker you get to it is the quicker, you know, you get through it. And I will, I'm a researcher. I look at stuff all the time. I read, you know, I'm like you, I'm not a big TV person. I look at documentaries on YouTube, but you know, I always tell people, even with this pandemic, I promise you I'll come out of this better than I came into it. I promise that, because I work on it every single day. And that's what I want for everyone. That's what I want for everyone. We have about 4 minutes. Do you want to make any closing statements, Queen Teresa?
Well, I can say, be patient with yourself. You know, practice the spiritual laws of love. They always help. Those are called the fruits of the Spirit, which is love, which is a spiritual principle. I mean, spiritual laws of love is what I call them. And they are, the patience is the first one. Long-suffering is something about the word long-suffering. Depends on which book you're reading, you'll get the word long-suffering or patience. Patience sounds sweeter, but long-suffering is what you need to learn how to identify with. You know what I'm saying? Because if you can learn how... Yeah, because if you put it in your mind, if you know you're going through something and you know it's going to take a while to get through this, right, like what we're going through with the COVID, then you can say to yourself, okay, I know we're going to be going through this a while, so prepare your mind for the long-suffering term, and know that it transfers into patience. And the quicker you get it for yourself, the better you don't want to get it from God, because if God have to teach you patience, he'll put you in a situation where you really are not going to be comfortable, and you'll be forced to be patient, but you'll be miserable, and you don't want to do that. So train yourself. Train yourself, practice, and be intentional with your life. Long-suffering, patience, endurance, truth, temperance. Don't allow yourself to get upset unless you're strategic at it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to. Some situations you get into, they're not going to understand unless you get angry. You know what I'm saying? Like we're going through right now with things that has caused us to have to speak out. You know, some things you say, okay, enough is enough, and you have to get angry. But even in that, you be self-aware and you control that with your temperance. You know, meekness is something that we all should, that humbleness, we all should have that. But at the same time, learn how to be meek with a warrior spirit. Now is the time for everybody to rise up with a warrior spirit and know that we're not taking no madness from nowhere. You know, and that's in our own personal lives and any other area of life that we want to talk about. You know, so I'm saying work on us.
Right.
We're working on ourselves. We're trying to de-stress, and we're trying to get away from the burnout. Take care of yourself. Take care of your mind. Pay attention to your breath. I said that earlier. That is one of the most important things you can do for your life. My body has been, and I never even thought about my breath until I heard a man who had gotten off one of the ships out of Japan who had watched people die and was scared. They were talking about putting him on a respirator, and he remembered a man that had taught him how to breathe years before that. He gave the man's name, and I went and looked at the man's video. But basically, he was was saying visualization and thoughts and your breathing, he was connecting it all together. And he said, when you take your deep breaths in, see your lungs being healed. See the angels of God permeating your lungs.
I have to cut you off because we're down to our last 20-some seconds. So thank you so much,
bless everybody.
Everyone. And everyone, have a wonderful night. Thank you for tuning in to the Phenomenally You podcast. I would have kept going, but it's going to cut us off. For, again, remember that this is your home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. Everyone, have a wonderful night. God bless.